And joining us now, we have LPGA Tour star Brittany Lincecum. Brittany, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you so much.
So, sounds like y'all are playing for a little bit of money at the end of 2014. Are you guys excited for this this announcement that came out today?
We are playing for a lot of money. It's going to be very exciting. It'll be fun to see how it all breaks down, you know, come October and who's, you know, in the race then. And obviously even just the tournament at the end of the year, I mean, $500,000 for the first place winner of that event. And there's a lot on the sticks this year. You know, if I was going to have any year where I wanted to play really good, 2014 is my year.
Did you guys know that this was coming? Have there been discussions about this previously? I know they just announced it today, but, you know, had you had discussions about doing something where there was a points system going on for an entire year?
You know, luckily CME Group is one of my sponsors, so I had a little bit of an insight. At the tournament last year, Mr. Duffy is the CEO, and he told me a little bit about his idea to want to do something like this. And then just in the last couple weeks, it kind of came together, and next thing I know, I'm in New York City and doing media about it, and it's very exciting. It's happening very quickly.
Now, of course, there's also another piece of this, too, with the Wounded Warrior Project, and Eagles pay money back to the charity now, and I know you're number two in the list last year in Eagles, so now there's more incentive to get to the top of the list, isn't there?
There is. You know, obviously being a longer hair, I'm going to try to make as many Eagles, especially on the weekends, as I possibly can. You know, $1,000 for each tournament on the weekends will be donated, and then at the last tournament here, the CME Group Tour Championship will have $5,000 for their Eagles, so you know, lots of money going to be donated to charity as well, which is obviously very, very much a neat thing, and you know, something that we love to do on the tours to give back. And what better charity to donate to than the Wounded Warriors?
So, looking back at 2013, how would you rate your season, and what are some of the things that you took from 2013 that can help you as you go forward into 2014?
You know, 2013 was not a very great year for myself. You know, going to hopefully work really hard this off season, and you know, hopefully get my game together. We're starting up in the Bahamas here in a couple weeks, and you know, hopefully I can kind of jump start it early, and you know, it would be nice to get a win quickly, and you know, just stay at the top of the leaderboard. Consistency will be a big thing this year, obviously, in earning points for the race to the globe, and you know, just finishing top 10 each week would be really good this year. So hopefully it all kind of comes together. I feel like I've been driving it well. Obviously putting is normally the thing that kind of slows anybody down. So just need to work really hard on my short game this year, but I feel pretty confident going into 2014.
Now, when you talk about the putting and the short game and things like that, I mean, we always see as fans and as people who watch golf and get stats thrown at us all the time. If we go out to the website, we see all the stats and all the different categories. Do y'all look at those stats, and do you use those to kind of help you in terms of what you're working on, or is it just you know what you're working on week to week to try and improve?
You know, there's multiple different types of players on the tour. I am not one to look at stats, or I'm not very technical with my golf swing. I don't take lessons. Maybe I should look a little bit more into those stats. Maybe that would help me. But mostly, you know, you kind of know what you do wrong. You know, each tournament, I keep my fairways, my greens, and my putts, and you normally know by the end of the round. If you had 30 putts, you probably didn't shoot, you know, a great score. But if you've had 25 putts, then you've probably done pretty well that day. So I normally just kind of base it off of that, and then just kind of whatever, you know, maybe if I didn't drive it well that day, I go back to the range and I work on a few things there. But I'm not big on you know, checking stats, but, you know, other girls that, you know, do that every week. So it just kind of depends on the player.
Now, when you go back to the range and you work on things, do you use video to work on your swing and look at your swing and maybe break it down a little bit, you know, to get more technical, or do you just really rely on more of the feel to and how your golf swing feels to you when you're trying to work on some things?
Yes, I do not look at video ever. I see my golf swing and it's really funny. I think it looks awful. You know, I'm not sure why. It's just, you know, maybe it's just because it's me. But, you know, I'm very much a feel player. You know, I go out and, you know, if I feel like I've done something wrong, I'll go to the range and I'll kind of feel around with it. And, you know, I've been playing golf since I was 9 years old, so I've been playing for a very, very long time now. And, you know, I know normally, you know, what I've done wrong. Or my dad actually travels with me quite a bit, and he can normally tell me one or two things that he thinks that I've done throughout the day, and we can normally work on it together on the range.
Now, with this whole point system going on, will it affect your schedule maybe more towards the end of the year, depending on where your points and your rankings are? Or do you pretty much foresee kind of setting something at the beginning of the year and really sticking to it?
No, you are definitely right. Normally, towards the end of the year, you know, girls are looking to take weeks off and not play too many weeks in a row. But this year will be a completely different ball game. And, you know, if you're close to, you know, the points lead coming towards the end of the year, you can't take off weeks. You need to keep playing. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what player strategy is, you know, going into the first year of this point system and you know, to see, you know, which events girls take off, or if they just keep playing, you know, 6 or 8 weeks in a row and don't take any breaks and, you know, try to get in the top for the last tournament of the year. So, you know, come September, October, it's going to be interesting to see what players do what.
You know, from an LPGA Tour perspective, even comparing your schedule to a PGA Tour player, y'all go all over the place. I mean, the first three events are the Bahamas, Australia, and Thailand, and then you go to Singapore, and then you come back to Phoenix, Arizona. How hard is it trying to get yourself acclimated to all these different time zones around the world just to be able to tee it up week to week?
Yes, but, you know, the beginning of the year, we're coming off the off season, so we're, you know, super excited to get started with the year again, and we want to play as much as we possibly can, so that's really exciting. But, you know, come September, October, when you're tired, you've traveled, you know, all over the world as much as we do, it puts a toll on your body after a while. So, you know, we do travel a lot, and obviously the jet lag gets to you most weeks, and it's hard to sleep on a plane for 18 hours and, you know, get to your destination and then, you know, go to the player practice round that afternoon. And, you know, it's definitely, you know, luckily this is my ninth year. This will be my 10th year actually on tour in 2014. You know, I feel like I know a little bit, you know, what my body needs and how I can handle it, how many weeks in a row I need to play. And, you know, most weeks I try to take Mondays off and just kind of relax, maybe take a nap or two and just kind of recharge my body to get ready for the week ahead. Because you're right, it's definitely a lot of traveling.
You know, with you saying that it's your 10th year on tour, does it amaze you that you are playing against teenagers? I mean, 15 and 16-year-old girls that are coming out and competing at a really high level. You know, you look back 10 years and you go, man, you know, I can't even imagine myself. I can't even imagine being at that level at 15 and 16 years old.
Yes, I turned pro when I was 18, and I feel like that was just yesterday. And then I turn around and you see, you know, Lydia Ko, and these girls are 15 and 16 years old, and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so old at 28. but it's great to see, you know, women's golf evolving, and it's great to see young players, you know, wanting to turn pro and wanting to be like us. And it's just great to see how many girls you can inspire and, you know, change their life, whether they just go to college and play or, you know, if they turn pro too. I mean, it's great to, you know, the more girls we can get out to play golf, the better. And it's great to see, you know, girls getting better and better at a younger age. And, you know, it's just, it makes me feel old, but it's great to see, you know, great girls, you know, coming on the LPGA Tour and just helping us build the brand.
Well, if it makes you feel old at 28, imagine how it makes me feel at age 43. That's all I have to say, you know.
You said 23?
No, I'm 43.
I'm just with you.
I wish 23. So, but you know, as you go through the year and have to go and play in all these tournaments. I mean, if you had to pick one tournament in 2014 that's at the top of your list to win, which one would it be?
I'd have to say the U.S. Open. You know, to win the U.S. Open would be a dream come true. I mean, just to hold that trophy on 18 on Sunday. I mean, there would be nothing better. I mean, the Solheim Cup or winning, you know, the Kraft Nabisco a couple years ago, I think the U.S. Open would be my number one.
Well, that's great because it's right here in our state of North Carolina. So, and back-to-back, the U.S. Opens are at Pinehurst. Is there some excitement going around the LPGA knowing that you're backing up to the PGA Tour and the U.S. Open?
I think so. I think that, you know, the golf course is going to be in amazing condition, and you know, it's exciting to be part of history. You know, we've never done this before, and I think it's going to be great. Obviously, it's going to be great to come play in North Carolina, and you know, I'm excited to get up there and get some practice rounds in, and you know, hopefully, maybe this will be my year. Maybe I can see you on 18 on Sunday.
Well, there you go. Well, Brittany, we really appreciate you joining us, and good luck to you in 2014. And we look forward to seeing you here at Pinehurst.
Yes, thank you so much, Mark.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, bye.